Begin the current daf. Masechet is getting daf chaf. Begin the amalav. Begin tesmat. Begin the gemara. So elam hacha. So where do we know that the yoda leknuye from her, over here from the mishnah baba basa? Arda bayitzav chulu. We're getting a guarantor that he signs after the signature was signed already. The document was signed already. He could collect and obviously because he's marking it to them. I mean they're marking it to him and then he signs it and then he's marking it back to them. Now, kashlari, this is difficult to read because the Bereish HaNoise, in the beginning of Pekah Noise, Ksubas Dav Kof Beis Menal, Pligir Birch Mishlakish. This machlek is regarding Mechayev Ani Lechamana B'Shtar. The guy says, oh, I owe you 100 dinar, and he puts it in the document. This machlek is Rech Mishlakish. Kama Hasan, the Gemara says, oh, Ketanoi. It's like, the machlek is Tanoi, Mahach Ta'arv. From this halacha that we're quoting over here, from this Mishnah Babasa regarding the guarantor. Regarding, can you be Mechayev yourself? Now, Pirish Bukur Drashi explains, what's the pligi? Because what's the machlekes? Is that considered an admission to make yourself chayiv just by saying I'm chayiv, which is essentially something that's happening by the guarantor. But then says some kain. If that's the case, mashma, it sounds like the arev mechayiv lay. So that what's the liability of the arev in this case? Mishmaida, shemaida. It's because of the admission that he admits the nafs arev b'shasmat mois that. That he's a guarantor at the time when the money was given. But they might say Allah from the fact that they're comparing it to this case of Chayv and Elichamana. Because it's just admission. It's like a Hayda. The problem is, well, Mashba in Agamar, it sounds like sounds like he's creating the liability by the fact that they were macking him to the Shtar and then they give it back to them, that it's happening right now. But the Rashi explains the Gemara, but this says that it's Hayda. Now, Pisha Ben Tam Dohasim, according to Ben Tam, he explains that's not because of admission. So Nicha makes sense, but according to Rashi, says as Haida, it seems to contradict what our Gemara is comparing to over here. So this is a Mishlam, you can say the Batati Pligi Benanz Ben Bishmo. It's actually two points that they disagree about. Bein Shekasa Bishtar, whether it was written in a document, and Vani Moidishani Arev, and admitting that I'm Arev, one case of Haida, and Bein Shekasa by or whether that I'm saying I'm becoming a character right now. Both cases. The Reish Diktani, regarding the first case that says, that the guarantor is after the signing of the document, Mashma the Pligi Baida. That sounds like that they're disagreeing regarding the case of admission. And the fact that they didn't pick in that version, that if it's a guarantor, not at the time they get the money, is Mechayev. Because. Because it is from the halacha of Hayda, which is from the beginning. And the fact that it says in the sefer, a different case. If you're strangling his friend, sounds like it's disagreeing also by the king of strangulation, which is the case of when it's happening right then. And the ma'aseh halacha mechanik, when the fact they're bringing over here from the case of strangulation, the mishtabed af bishloy ashtar shaloi, that he's going to be indebted, even though the document is not his, that is what would bring a raya. That you see, that must have been because he's being machnet right now. Now, Pesach Quinches, the Pligi Baida, Tosis says, once you're being Rashi's Pshad, that he says that the Machlek is regarding the Haida, that mission, Avagav, the Dan Lodod, the Mishnah, Baba Vastav Kofain Hei, Haitzi Lob Ksav Yodai, that if he produces his handwriting, Gaib of Chuli can collect, Hasim Bekasa Bechasim Tachtav. There's Toma where they wrote and they signed beneath it. Upuktayu Shalai Chasim. And then Machlek says, when he didn't sign, or because it wasn't signed, so that's going to be different than the halacha. So over there, though, it says, yeah, you can collect, because it was with a signature beneath it. Here's just writing, without signing. And the Ogham Nami. So the case of the guarantor, when you didn't sign, I was your customer, now I'm a guarantor. Almost like a family, they gave up the document, they made them. That's where we're going to have this halacha, and that's less than writing and signing. And the giver, that's why the Gemara really says that in Ksubis, that this is the same machlekes. Next is Master the Gemara on the Hilchos of a Kafis. The halacha is, yeah, how can you do it with an Eved? It's a Chatzar Mahalacha. So he said, oh no, it's the Eved is tied up. Which he says, Kafis v'yashin v'in. It's not only enough to be tied up, he has to be sleeping also. It sounds like the Gemara later in the fight, that's one off. The Amad the Gemara says, Kafis v'yashin. To write to her get v'nasn be'avda, and he puts it in the hand of her servant, yashoin u'misham rasai, if she's sleeping, and she's protecting him, reza get, then it's a get. Because that's how Yad works, and that's how Chatzah works, it has to be, you're protecting on the side, because he has his own intelligence. Nir, in a get, If he's awake, then it's not going to be a get to have a chotam shtemeches shleidah, because it's being protected not with her own intelligence, because the Eberes himself has his own intelligence protecting himself. But the Gemara asks, "B'yoshna might have a get. Why is it a get when he's sleeping? But still, he could move, and that's not a valid chotzer. We can say yoshna chani sleeping is different. But Rav Rava says kol sheilu mahalach leikano, that if it would be able to go, it wouldn't be acquiring. Like maybe yoshna leikano, so he's going to be sitting and he's in one place, he's not going to acquire." And the Gemara says, "Lachas of a kavas alachas when he's tied up." But Pirshbuk and Rashi explains, "By he come and Rav." In other words, that's where Rav says the neir ain't a get. That if he's awake, it's not going to be a get. Chaim Paskei Lachas Gedolos. The kavas of Yosh mean that yeah, you need to have both sleeping and tied up. Now, but like the name of the Alach Berushai, you can't say that this is an interpretation. The Lachas of a kavas, the Alach is that when it's tied up, meaning then lechoshem chatzim alachas, then it's not considered a movable chatzer. It's not similar to someone who sits and they stands. The key in the kaf is mile, and since being tied up is effective, that it was coming to say, oh, that sleeping alone would also be effective. Maybe you'll say that no, rubber only holds, and sleeping is what you need, but you don't have to be tied up also. No, so there's no. Then that would be the case. Why is rubber saying you're going to get if he's awake, if not again? Because then it's being protected not from our intelligence, but being protected from our own intelligence. What do you mean? Afila hava mishtamer ledaita, even if it would be protected with her intelligence, could go in, for example, she yod of kfusa is bechevel. For example, let's say his hands are tied with a rope, and she's grabbing a hold of him with her hands. Why a get? It still wouldn't be a get. Why not? Because it's a movable chotzer. Dimin dekolasa, similar to the case of the basket in her head. If not for the fact that Gemara tells him that it's stationary, because it's only her shoes, she's moving, but the basket itself is not moving. It's she's moving beneath the basket. Lo have a get. There wouldn't be a get. Intelligence. Obviously, it's not enough to just be ledaita. It has to be also that it cannot move. It has to be like just like the basket, but it's tied up. Now, v'chili yada. So, to address the question. That he says the b'chili yoda akati the arba kafis. Now, truth is, when we didn't know yet this idea of that being tied up, Abba Matzah the Gemara could have asked and says, "Wait a second, my yir dinir in a get. Why do you have to tell me that if it's awake, it's not a get? Mishum neshtamish le'mendaita because it's you detect that with her own intelligence. Abba Matzah le'daita nami even if it would be the chatzam alechas, it would still be a problem chatzam alechas. Yeah, the different parachas just the Gemara asks better. The Gemara prefers to ask in the case of sleeping." Which is more in integral than that of the malachas part. Ketinek does not have to begin with gemar b'chatzer, but regarding the courtyard ligzer, you should make a gzeira mishum chatzer abol achmakan, because we're concerned that you might come to have them do it in a case when she only acquires it subsequently from someone else. Then it says, "I'm going to say, wait a second, mishum mishum me'avid. What do you mean? There's two cases. There's eved and chatzer. From eved ligzir mishum chatzer abol achmakan. We're not going to do such a thing. So why would you have entertained to say that?" That we have such a gezerah by chatzah. But sometimes what you can say is no, the eved vadal gezerin. Eved, you for sure not going to make such a gezerah because the kafes. We explained that the case of eved only when he's tied up. Muslim shchichi. That's not a common thing for eved to be tied up and then you put the get in his hand because rabban. We know in general tamar dictum that something that's not common rabban would not gezer and therefore they wouldn't have made the gezerah by eved. It's only by chatzah that they would have made the gezerah. Next, this must begin the gemara. After shlichas meyadis chaboy v'chulu. You think shlichas is learned out from the halachas of Yad? No, from Mishil Chizchab, and therefore, doesn't have to have this quality of being able to be Balkarcha. Then, so you can say, really? Is that so, that it's so fundamentally different? The Perikam of the Metziah, I'm reading the Gemara, and Bam Metziah, Afid Bezim Anaf, tells us, the Chatzah Mishim Yad is Chaboy, that you're right, Chatzah is learned out from the laws of Yad, but Beligara Mishlichis, it's not less, however, than Shlichas, meaning umetzia, a case of when you have a found item, this chosu, where it's a merit for the person, kani, it is going to acquire af pisha'ina, even though he's not standing on side of his courtyard. And it's not going to be similar to yad, doesn't make a difference. It's going to become shlichas, because it's going to acquire from the halacha as an agent, the zachalam shal befonim, where it acquires for a person even when he's not there. So Tyson King, if that's the case, Zach will be here, the Kosalash Tamatanola, where he's writing for a document of a gift on it. Ah, we got Lahabi Dumid Yad, although you're right, it's not similar to the case of Yad, because the Matanlas Balkarcha, you cannot have the quality of Balkarcha, but this Gashmi Dirkarik Shlichas, you told me that Chatzar also works as Shlichas. Someone says, what you can say is no, the Avkalin Shlib of fun of. Specifically regarding the Aloha of when the person's not there, I'm reading, we say, Lagurim Shlichas, not less than shlichus liknis that is required b'midi d'schus ulai. For something that's a merit for him. B'shar dvarim regarding all other things. B'inan d'midi yad, of course, has to be similar to the halach of yad. And Tez approves. He said, "Didn't like it. That's not the case. Chazam aleches amay lekana. And why if it's a moving chazah, you're not going to acquire, as our Gemara tells us, tikkun mitam shlichus. It's required for the halach of shlichus. Come a shlich ma'alech. We know a shlich could move, obviously. Avgav mitam yad lekana. Although you don't acquire from yad, obviously." It's not true. It doesn't work as shlichus only when it's a schus, which is not the case over here. Then it says, "But then we begin to say, 'I've seen in my kashya. What was his question? What was the havamina? Utterly under the shlichus of b'shilcha b'shilcha is chaboy. Didn't he know, like the Gemara's answer, that shlichus is learned from a different source of b'shilach b'shilcha? Habraisi begs the kedushin. It's a price and daf memalv memalv and kedushin. And most of the pshiti l'kama ever knows that. So what was the Gemara's even question in the first place? Hashem says what you can say is the Rabbi himself. He thought no." You find by shlichus the miskeres black gos get liyada that she could be divorced without the get coming to her hand. Even though it doesn't work to force her with her shliach, so we thought that you would compare in chatanami. Even though there's above mishum yad, even though you're right, it's included from somewhere else from yad. It wasn't logical for him to say the kavod krahachi that the pasuk would be particular. That should be similar to mamish to yad. But by Mahadlid, by response, says no. Daily Mirayim Shlichas Lachatz. You can't be derived from Shlichas Lachatz. Can the Shlichas about Meshilach? It's learned from one source. Lachatz is about Meshilach. Learned from somewhere else, and therefore that's why they don't have the same halachas. Can make this not to begin with Gemara. Be basically, if you want, you could say the Shlichas Likabala. No, Ashkecha Makarach. It's not true. You could actually find the Shlichas Likabala also halacha Makarach, and that's why it works. Which is by the father be Makabel get Lebit Teknal. Now, since Tzitzis Mashma, it sounds like Shalitz Lema, what it means is that he wants to say that Shalitz Shaboy Shlichas mi Yad. That's what Bigma is coming to say. That, oh, no, even if we learned out Shlichas from Yad, Nichud would still make sense. Why? Given that Ashkazam Shlichas Bakarga, Adiav, you find a forced Shlich Likabala with the father for the Naira, which is Avagav the Shalich Lahavamadait, although obviously all other Shlichas Likabala that she would have for her would only work with her consent. But we find the case that would work Bakarga. So Chashav Shabbatim and the other said something to the other which could be done Bakarga. Tamer says, "Tais is the one. If that's the case, the chatza matana. So the case of chatza of a gift. It's the case we're discussing in the Gemara. Nami should say the same thing. Avagav teles bakar. Although it itself cannot be done forcibly. Now habidum in the other should still be similar to yad. Given the ashkechan chatza bakar, you do find a case of chatza can be bakar. Chatza shalakay marein. Like when she had this chatza from before. And the Gemara tells us later on the mission of Ayin and Rav the Mugash that she's divorced. So Ben Yitzchak he says no. The chatzera." It's not true. A quarter, the Mekemlikan that she had from beforehand, Lohem Lakarcha wouldn't really be a valid case of saying that she could be forced. At least as much as the case of the agency of the father that's Mekabel for his daughter. Because he could be Mafkir his fields. And but like this cash, he won't be able to forcibly divorce her through them. But the agency of the father, there the daughter can never stop him. Shlei Kabel get Bakarcha that shouldn't be Mekabel get against her will because. That's always such a mitzvah. And therefore, that's going to be qualifying it entirely as something that could be done makarcha. But it's contrived to make this chiluk that Rabbi Yitzchak is making. Next says, "Must begin this gemara. You can av mekabel get lebit teketav makarcha. Yeah, you find the father who receives the get for his daughter that's a minor against her will. Says Tais v'hil makarcha shall av. The truth is." It's not even just against the will of the daughter. Even divorced against the will of the father. When the husband gives it to his father-in-law against his will. It's obvious in the Gemara Kedushin of Memdal and Menav. The Gemara tells Kedushin that the Medasa via v'loihi. That, you're right, only he could accept it. Not the daughter because he can make a shliach because it's with his awareness, not hers. Kedushin, however, the Malkarcha, that's a forcible, whether it's her or her father. In other words, given the Baal Karcha shall av miskeresh, since the father could be forced himself, so the daughter has just as much rights to receive it just as the father, because it's not even with the father's consciousness necessarily. That's how Rashi explains also over there. But in the we also say over there that Nara, the young girl, could she make a shliach likabola from her husband Kiyada via Damya? Is it like the hand of her father, which is a shliach like a bala for her, like a chatzah via dami, or is it similar to the courtyard of her father? Meaning that and therefore it would have a different halacha. So it sounds like that through the courtyard of her father should be divorced without his awareness, just like she could receive it without his awareness, even though she's like the chatzar of her father. We're saying that the daughter herself, that's the question, is she like her father's yad or is she like her father's chatzar? Now, be that as it may, one thing we see is that, so the question is, if she's a father chatzar, obviously she cannot make a shliach. But one thing we see is that if she could receive the get, as we just said before, and she's functioning as chatzar, and it's being done bal karchai, obviously we see that it doesn't have to be midai toy. We're saying it can be bal karchai, even if she's like her father's chatzar, which is obviously because of this halacha that Tais is proving, that it could be bal karchai shel av, even as miskadeshes.